Okay, welcome back, and it's always terrifically energizing, if not outright stunning, to talk with Gerald Celente every month and get his views on this insanity that's going on here. It has become much more clear than it was a month ago in some ways. I think to say without doubt that the mainstream media has exposed itself unequivocally as being clearly intent upon perpetrating the lies that there were no voter irregularities, vote fraud, or anything else of an improper nature. Now, we all know that all major elections have vote fraud issues, just nothing like we have just seen and are seeing. So it's not over. It's going to continue for, I think, many weeks to come. Probably won't be ruled on by the Supreme Court until January. We'll see. Hello, Mr. C. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Always my pleasure.
Well, it's a madhouse out there.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, many of the people involved are dirt. They're just garbage, and they have gotten into positions of politics and so-called journalism. They're not journalists. They're just entertainers, readers, whatever. It's a joke. And they're exposing themselves for what they are, frauds. They're not remotely concerned with journalism or research or responsibility. None of them. They're liars. Can't stand
it. You're 100% right. They're not journalists anymore. Well, you know what I call them.
Prestitutes.
Right. They get paid to put out by corporate pimps and their government whoremasters.
Yeah, well said.
That's all they are. They're not. There's no media left anymore. It's so one-sided. It's moronic. It's disgusting.
Well, ever since Bill Clinton and Mrs. Clinton deregulated the media in the 90s.
That's right. 1996 Federal Communications Act.
Yeah, that was the end of it. That was it. It was over. Within 2-3 years, virtually everything had been picked up. Now, 6 corporations, all out of the same camp, own 96% or more of the mainstream media. All media. Mm-hmm. All of it. It's like shooting fish in a barrel for them. There are a lot of fairly intelligent people, not wise people, but fairly intelligent people who look at that scheiss and actually think that they're being informed. They think that they're seeing news. They're being programmed. That's why they call it programming. It's all about mind control. And when you own the show and you continue to pound the same lies into people's heads, what do you expect is going to happen? They're going to begin to believe it, or at least passively accept it. And that's what's happening.
You got it. You got it. Here we are, but look, it's the same way they're selling. We said this from the beginning with the COVID war. They were the ones that started this whole thing.
Correct.
And you had this
totally
guy,
correct.
This little boy, Jeff Zucker, from CNN, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. could put any kind of letter you would like in front of it, take away that Z. And he told his staff back in February, their ratings were in the toilet back then. Nobody was watching this stuff. And he said, keep this thing going, this coronavirus thing. And they just kept selling it. Look what they're doing. You can't make this stuff up. Here they are, mm-hmm. with nobody around them, these so-called mm-hmm. reporters, and they're wearing masks.
Nobody's near them. You can
nobody's
see.
Nobody's near them.
No.
They're all
no.
alone, no. And they're wearing masks outside.
It's programming.
It's programming for the vaccination.
Exactly. Oh, I got to read this to you. Hold on. Let me find it. The creeper, Biden, I call him the creeper for a number of reasons, has just named a woman to his... Damn it, let me find this. This is important. food. They have now tied it to federal food support. In other words, okay, here, I'll just shorten it up. This woman said, She wants to see, and I've forgotten the position she's been named to inhabit, she wants to see Americans no longer receive any federal food or rent assistance unless they take the shot.
Oh, wow. Wow. I want to see that, man.
Here it is. True. Here it is. I wrote it up. True evil. My headline. Luciana Borio, B-O-R-I-O. I hope she's not Italian, but looks like it.
Good and Luciana, bad comes in everything, you know.
It sure does. Luciana Borio, named to pervert Biden's COVID task force, wants to stop food and rent assistance to all who refuse to take the unproven, unknown vaccine. I'll send it to you right away. That's it. That's what they're going to do. That's one of the tools they'll use to force people to take this injection, which has to be kept, by the way, these vaccines. Did you see this? At minus 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Minus 74. It's super frozen. And I guess it has to do with the RNA virus, but I've never heard anything like it. It may well have to do with some kind of nanotechnology that's embedded in it, and it's got to be kept in an inactive state at that temperature before they put it in your body, and it goes to work starting to change your DNA and change you into a genetically modified organism, which is what it's going to do. Anyhow, it's, the whole thing is nuts. It's completely nuts.
This little jerk out there in the UK... what's his name
Bojo.
There?
Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Bojo.
Boris Johnson. Bojo. Yeah. And he just came out, too, and telling everybody that they're going to have to get vaccinated.
Oh, I didn't see that. So he's, okay. See, this is what the globalists have decided. It's going to be mandatory vaccination or
yep.
you are going to eat shit. Oop, excuse me. You're going to suffer. And that's what they're going to do to people. They're going to make them suffer. You won't be able to fly. You won't be able to do this. You won't be able to do that.
That's right.
I'm serious.
No, so, I know you're serious. I am, too. No, here it is. It's UK Prime Minister slams anti-vax nonsense. Tells Brits to get COVID-19 jab when it's their turn. Anti-vax is total nonsense. You should definitely get a vaccination, he said. I have no inhibitions about getting the jab myself. And he strongly encouraged people in the UK to do the same as soon as they are eligible. And he goes on to say, earlier this year, Johnson described those who oppose vaccinations as nuts. And this little jerk following him, the House of Commons, House of Commons creeps, Jacob Rees-Mogg, echoed the Prime Minister's statement on Thursday, labeling anti-vaxxers as nutters.
Oh, yeah, they love to smear them. Well, when you own the media, you can do whatever you want. There's no accountability for it. They just smear and defame people all the time. Anybody questioning what's going to be jabbed into their system is not nuts. They're brilliant. It's a no-brainer. You don't let them do that to you.
To stay what you're saying about communication, he goes on to say that the government's going to be spending high on COVID communications because it's imperative to, quote, reassure people about the safety of vaccinations. Reassure? You mean brainwash them.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is just out of the news today. And then, of course, you know, they're all telling us to wear these useless masks. And I got a box of them in front of me right now. And they say that they don't protect you against infections or disease.
It's right
on the box. They say it right there. And everybody wears them.
What they're doing is robbing us
of our identity, and they're giving us orders on what to do.
Right, right. They're not only robbing us of our identity, they're making us breathe in our own carbon dioxide, which definitely causes a degree
yep.
of hypoxia.
Yep.
And if you wear the mask, say you work 8 hours a day, you have to, nine, whatever, you got an hour for lunch, and you have to wear this stupid thing. You're going to grow in that mask like a petri dish bacteria, and you're going
yep.
to inhale it, and you're going to make yourself sick.
Yep.
So they're figuring an extra 200 million tuberculosis deaths around the world just from this coronavirus scam. That's what they're figuring.
Yeah, no, this is terrible. And people better fight for freedom. You know, anybody listening, as I said this before, you know, support Jeff Rentz. You know, do what you can to keep this alive, because they're getting rid of us one after another. I got banned on LinkedIn for putting up one of the covers of the Trends Journal.
On LinkedIn?
On
for
LinkedIn.
Your cover?
Yep.
Come on.
And you saw the covers. It's a guy.
Oh,
it's a guy with toilet bowls above him, and it has BBC, Fox, Facebook, Times, toilet bowls, and it says brainwashed with crap.
Sure.
I got banned for being harassment and bullying.
Banned, not suspended. Banned.
Banned.
Wow.
Oh, and you're seeing it. You're seeing it right in front of everybody's eyes.
See, when they set this all up, dear friends, when they set the internet up, they knew with malice aforethought what was going to happen. It's a private enterprise, all owned by the same people, same tribal mental state, let's say. They know what they're doing. They don't have to, under any federal law, give equal time to anybody. They're just exercising their, quote, rights, because they're private enterprises. But we know that they will not let anybody step in there who's not a member of the club. You don't get in. Forget it. Done. So they own the media. They own the communications of the masses. And the masses are, I'm sorry to say this, I really am, they're too damn dumb to figure out that they should just boycott this social media crap and stop broadcasting to everybody on their little like and dislike list that they bought an extra roll of toilet paper at the store today. Who gives a damn? Haven't you anything to do in life beside broadcast your bodily functions to your friends to see if they'll give you likes, when half the likes you get are going to be generated by an AI system, an AI app in some supercomputer? You're being hoodwinked all the way. Turn the damn things off.
Well, here's the latest. Zuckerberg tells Facebook employees Biden is next president. People should know the election is fair. You want to talk about freaks? Look at what this guy looks like. You have on your site, that guy Dorsey. I mean, these guys are from another planet.
No, they're not. They don't look normal at all.
What's that guy's name from Alphabet? Pishar or whatever it is.
Google,
yeah. I mean, you look at these guys. Who the hell is Zuckerberg to tell me that this election is fair? Oh, these are the people that are banning anybody that they don't like on their Facebook. I can't believe people go to this thing, this garbage, like you're saying.
I don't believe it either. It's very.
But everybody's
very
marching off to the orders, just like they did to Heil Hitler and marched to Mussolini and saluted Stalin.
I think this is far worse than whatever happened in Germany.
Oh.
I think it's an equal with Stalin and the Soviet hordes and the Bolsheviks. They're going to kill a lot of people before this is over.
They're killing them now.
They are.
Stalin, all the businesses, all the lives that have been
destroyed. People, you know, when they go to bed at night, Gerald, their heart hurts because they've lost everything. They're heart sick. And when you're heart sick, you begin to shut down. This is true. I'm not joking. People carrying that much grief after having lost everything that they had worked their lives or multi-generations to acquire, they are sick. And their suicide rates are going up. And Sundar Pichai couldn't give a damn less. He couldn't care less. He's the token non-tribal member heading Google.
I mean, look at these guys. Look what they look like.
No.
It's a freak show in front of everybody's face.
I call it Faceberg. This guy is unbelievable. Zuckerberg, look at his toupee. He's got a toupee. Just look at his head. Come on. Figure it out. The only good news today was the chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Did you hear what he said? I'll play it real quick. All right, this is somewhat encouraging. And I do have a theory, and I do believe that this is going to end up igniting a civil war. And I think that's what the international bankster elite want, and I think they're going to get it. And I think they're going to get it when the Supreme Court makes the only decision they can, and that's to set this election aside as being incompetent and whatever other words they want to use. And they'll set it aside, and they'll probably, like they did in the year 2000, just appoint Trump for a second term on the basis of the overwhelming, enormous, egregious, unbelievable amount of vote fraud. They'll just name Trump, obviously, won. So either that or they're going to have to call for another election. Whatever. When they do that, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter communists are going to kick into gear. Just mark my words. All right. Here's the Federal Election Commission chairman speaking about the election.
On this election, I do believe that there's voter fraud taking place in these places. Otherwise, they would allow the observers to go in. When you have claims of, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada having voted in Nevada, you have the video showing where people are, they're either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers. State law allows those observers to be in there. And if they're not, then the law is not being followed, making this an illegitimate election.
Got it? That's the chairman of the Federal Election Commission. He just said that the election is essentially illegitimate. And he's just talking about Nevada. You've got 10 or 20 states that are completely out of it, completely, not even close.
Yep.
So if they do an honest recount, and not just of the ballots, Gerald, because so many of them are bogus, they've got to count the ballots that have been verified as legitimate ballots that were cast. All right? That's the only kind of recount we can have. And I really worry if the Supreme Court fails to come through on this, we'll know the Supreme Court is just another monkey group of puppets on a stage. That's all. They're just actors.
Well, the three of the people on the Supreme Court, Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Roberts, were lawyers when George W. Bush challenged Al Gore.
Right.
And so they were on the Gore team, the Bush team. And they did the fraud deal in Florida, and the hanging chads hanging chads, and gave it to Gore. People forget this too. When all that was going on, do you know where Bill Clinton was?
Where
he left
was
the country.
Billy
he
Boy?
Went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Vietnam.
Little boys and little girls to play with.
Yeah. But anyway, he wasn't even there to fight for him, to fight for Gore. He left.
No, he had walked out on him. I remember.
Yep. So
well,
I don't know where this
are.
Is going. But I keep saying, people underestimate who. And as you well know, I'm not a Trump fan. I didn't vote. I don't vote for lesser of two evils. That's my take. People do what you want to do. The last person I voted for was Ron Paul. And for president, I vote for other elections, but I don't vote. I only vote for people I know and believe in. But what's going on is a complete fraud right in front of our eyes, and you have the media saying it was a legitimate election. Who are they to say this? And that Trump's claims are unfounded. Who are they to say that? You don't say that.
Well, they also named Biden as the president-elect before.
Oh, yeah, right. Associated Press. That's our. Or is it Associated Prostitutes?
That too. Yeah.
Who are they to announce this?
Well, they just ask them. They'll tell you. They're gods.
That's right.
Gods.
I forgot. Yeah.
You've got to remember. An old tweet by projected Joe Biden's new chief of staff, Ronald A. Klain, admitted U.S. elections are rigged. It's making the rounds everywhere. They're rigged. The guy, everybody knows it. They all know it. And to watch these horrors on these network cable and network shows saying there's no evidence of election difficulty, no evidence of vote fraud, no evidence of voter impropriety, nothing. They're just, you cannot make a bigger lie as a statement sitting in a chair where tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people are watching you. You can't do it. It's the biggest lie I've ever seen that is attempted to be pushed on the idiot American public that cannot think for itself, will not, and won't. And they've got to. They have
to. Again, but you're not being fair. It's not only the American public. It's global. Look at all the people. We can expand this and open the door to all countries. Look at how everybody's behaving to this COVID war.
Look at the UK.
Look at one country after another.
I know.
You know, it's really all over. I mean, look at Ireland. Look what they did, locking down the place. You know, nobody talks, by the way, about a place called Japan, where they have 126,000 people, and they only have under 2,000 deaths.
That's right.
And they didn't lock down?
Of all their millions, they had just that. And Sweden. Never says...
Sweden.
Nobody says a word
Belarus.
About Sweden. Belarus. Fine. Just fine. Thank you. Anyhow, it's pretty disgusting. Gerald Celente, Trends Research, will be right back with all of us in just a couple minutes. Okay, and welcome back. The new issue of November 10 issue of the Trends Journal, another great cover. Statue of Liberty wearing a gas mask with two eyeballs that have large red coronaviruses in them and surrounded by bananas. Why? Because America is now a banana republic. 2.0. It's actually headed toward a third world banana republic fast. And I don't know how to stop it. I wish I did. Check these headlines out, Gerald. Oh, by the way, go back to your cover. Congratulations.
It's Anthony Frieda. He's something. You look at these covers one after another. These are New Yorker covers, the 21st century. He's brilliant.
Good. No, I agree. Commend you, Anthony, most highly for your work. Very, very good. Here are some headlines for you. This just came out a little while ago. Kyle Rittenhouse, his mother, went on Tucker tonight and announced that she has filed or is filing a lawsuit against Creeper Joe Biden on behalf of her son. She says, "I will take him down," meaning Biden. So that'll be interesting. Tucker did a really good piece last night on dead voters. The title of it is simply, "Yes, Dead People Voted." And he mentions case after case after case of people who have been deceased for 10, 20 years who somehow arose from the grave and cast their ballots. Ballots received in some locations even before they were sent out. How's that? That's called printing your own ballots. Several data scientists, expose the algorithm, the actual algorithm used to steal Trump votes in Michigan's disgusting election, especially from GOP voters and GOP precincts. Detroit official testifies that she and others were told to backdate thousands of ballots in Michigan, in Detroit. These are tapes, but they're actually just video recordings, show U.S. postal worker, that very brave young man who came forward and blew the whistle, did not recant his story about being told to backdate ballots to November 3rd. A corrupt federal agent who bullied the Pennsylvania U.S. Postal Service worker is revealed as I call him a Stasi-style anti-Trump thug. Is it bad? These are the bad people. And then I mentioned the other one about, in case you just joined us, Luciana Borio, named to pervert Biden's COVID task force, wants to stop all food and rent, federal food and rent assistance to all Americans who refuse to take the unproven, unknown, unsafe vaccine. Those were my words at the end. But you either get shot up or you don't get any more food. That's food stamp type help and rent assistance, period. Child molesting super predator Biden lied on the grave of his own dead son. You got to read that one. That's Bo Biden, his deceased son. The economy as we knew it might be over, says Fed Chairman Powell. And I think he's making an understatement there. Biden, science advisor, calls for a 4 to 6 week nationwide, Gerald, lockdown, lockup, imprisonment to avoid what he says is COVID hell. Well, what will that do? As we've already said, it will destroy what's left of the economy, what's left of the middle class, what's left of any individual entrepreneurial, invented, created, or maybe long-standing business that a family has held and small companies. They'll be gone. It's all about directing sales to Bezos, to big box stores, and to other online outlets. That's what they're doing. Okay?
Yep. It's right in front of everybody's eyes. You're not essential. Only they're essential. You know, here, this is from the Financial Times today. Republican resistance to poll results grows. As Joe Biden's margin of victory has increased, with vote counting drawing to a close, Republicans have gone more assertive in giving cover to Donald Trump's false claims that the U.S. presidential election was stolen from him. False claims. This isn't reporting.
No.
And this comes under the headline, Conspiracy Claims, Legal Action. So they make it seem like, you know, this is from the Financial Times.
Right.
They're saying they're false claims. Who are you to say whether they're real or false?
All right, so who controls the FT? The same
people? You don't know. You know who it is? Yeah, but you know who owns FT now?
Mm-mm.
It's a Japanese company.
I didn't know it was sold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and now this is from FT last week.
Uh-huh.
Merkel appeals for national effort, actually it's this week, on COVID. It goes on to
national
say...
National effort. Okay.
Right. This is Germany now, right?
Yeah.
The chancellor conceded the new shutdown had been met with widespread, you ready? Quote, doubts and skepticism. The virus punishes half-heartedness, she said. So you are not allowed to be doubtful or skeptical. Heil Merkel! I guess following Hitler, you got a Merkel, because how dare you, little son of a gun, I like to use another word, have any doubts or skepticism about what I say? I am your leader. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. And put on them masks.
She's something else. They're a total communist Stasi type. She'll do whatever they tell her to do, and she does. She's awful. She hates Germany.
She said, I have to urge you to accept the rules because we don't have any other options. These are quotes. These are quotes. You have no other option. I am telling you what to do. And this is one country after another. One after another. You could go, hey, how about that place called Italy? Doing the same thing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's one after another that they're doing this. Italians in areas designated as coronavirus lockdown, red zones, could face as many as 6 years in prison if they violate quarantine or lie to public officials. I'm a public official, an official piece of crap. All right, here. According to the report in Il Giornale, the newspaper, under the red zone rules, all travelers except for buying food or other necessary goods is prohibited, including visiting friends and relatives. Those caught lying to officials, while trying to visit a relative or friend face a prison sentence of 1 to 6 years.
Jeez, Italy's gone.
A 3-month to 18-month prison sentence can be handed down to those who refuse to respect the lockdown rules, including fines from €500 to €5,000.
What does that mean, Gerald, if you refuse to respect the lockdown rules?
The official! Uh-huh. Can't people see what's happening? This is going on everywhere. They're doing it everywhere. You couldn't make this up as a grade B movie. No one would believe it. And most of the people are following. I'm up here in liberal land. The people walk down the street. By the way, 9 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night, the streets are dead. Empty.
Right.
And not only here, everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
And here they walk down the street with a mask on, not a soul around them. You see it all the time. People driving in cars with windows up and masks on.
Windows up, masks on. Yeah, hypoxia at the wheel. And
yep.
Believe me, there have been a lot of car crashes caused by people without enough
oxygen. Your glasses fog up. I joke around. I do trends in the news with tonight. I did it. You go on Gerald Celente, Celente. Look at the latest trends in the news. There, I joked about how these reporters, these little pieces of crap playing journalists with masks on and nobody around them with masks doing the news.
Nope.
Talking about mask you baitors. You see what happened to that guy, Tubin?
Yes.
He finally got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
So now if you get caught masturbating in public, like he did, you get caught masturbating, it's called doing a Tubin.
All right, well, he'll have his little niche in history, won't he?
Yep. And again, they're all doing it. They're all a bunch of Tubins out there.
Zoomer
all these prostitutes.
Of the year. No, it was on Zoom that he committed his perversion.
Yep.
So he'll get the Zoom of the Year Award. Look, they're beginning in this society. They're beginning to actually celebrate deviance. Go back at Anthony Weiner. Come on, it's the same thing.
Oh yeah,
this guy, even with a name like that. Well.
You know, it is between Tubin and Weiner. Who's gonna win the award?
There you go. Lock them in a room together with a big jar of Vaseline and take their clothes away. And pay per view, you'd make millions. Guarantee it.
Yep. This is terrible.
I'm very sorry about Italy, especially.
It's all over the world. It's all over the world.
We're not hearing about India much, China much, but I do report on
all of it. Here's the deal with China. China is taking over the world.
Go to
Worldometer, put in Chinese death, go to China, see where they got 1.4 billion people. They have under 5,000 COVID deaths.
That's what they say.
No,
I don't trust anything they say.
But
they're open. Yeah,
they're open. Oh, you mean you don't trust them, right? Who do you do? I don't trust any of them.
No.
But all I know is they're open. And I have people writing to me from China continually telling me that between 70 and 80%, the numbers that I hear, are the people don't wear masks. And the reason they may wear masks in China is only that 1.5 million people died last year of air-polluted related diseases because the place is so filthy.
It's too funny.
Those are facts.
Air is the worst. By the way, that air comes all the way across the Pacific and
it stops right at the borders.
I forgot. Sorry.
Come on. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And never mind about Fukushima going to dump untold millions of gallons of deadly radioactive water.
It's
it won't
fine.
Have any effect. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Don't worry about it. And all those pesticides that they spray all over, and all of the chemicals in the water and the air.
Glyphosate is good for you.
Oh, it's great for you.
And not too worried.
You don't, that stuff doesn't kill you at all. And and all those artificial ingredients in food and the artificial flavors and colors and all the preservatives.
That stuff
is great for you. Oh, and by the way, you look at what businesses are going up. Back people are eating more macaroni and cheese, more
mac
Campbell's.
And cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese, all Campbell's soup, more Cheetos and Doritos, and
being frugal, Gerald. Frugal.
Frugal. And as you well know, but of course nobody talks about it, 94% of the people that died from COVID had 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions, obesity, type 2 diabetics, respiratory ailments, heart disease, lung disease. But we won't talk about any of that. Oh, and around the world, over 50% of the people are elderly people from elder care homes. But we won't talk about that because after you get out of an elder care home, then you go to day camp and you start your life all over again.
It's true. It's all true. And the sheep, unfortunately, are masking up, and they're playing the game. They're just going right along with it.
They're gutless little cowards.
Hey, they're going to be locked up if this slimy, despicable human being gets in the White House. They'll lock everybody up for a month and a half, 2 months, and when those people get out, when they get out of their own prisons, they're going to be damaged for life. There's no question, especially little children. The damage being done to children, Gerald, is another thing that doesn't get talked about. It's just horrible.
I know. I talk about it. I know. You're 100% right. No one talks about it. You see little kids with masks on. They're making this hip. Biden backs masks until vaccine approved. I mean, it's right here. That's from the Financial Times as well. And you're talking about little kids. These are the same arrogant people, the same officials and authorities that had us kids hiding under desks in case an atom bomb went off. Like that was going to make a difference. And with the same arrogance, they told you what to do. This went on for years. It went on from the time I was in kindergarten to the time I was in high school. In high school, they had us standing against the wall with our hands behind our heads. We air raid drills all the time. And then when you got in high school, they were telling you, and if you see a flash, don't look at it. If I see a flash, don't look at it. I'll be dust before I can blink my eyes.
These are the same
people that are saying, well, you sit down and you're eating in the restaurant, you can eat without a mask on. But when you stand up, you have to put the mask on because the virus stops at the table length.
Well, I think all masks should have a straw hole in them, and all beverages should be drank through a straw, through a mask. I don't think you should take the mask off. I don't care what Governor Newsom says. Keep the mask on. Don't take a chance and infect anyone else. Put a straw in it.
Well, that's what Newsom said. He said take it off and put it on between bites and sips.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Gerald was making a point that is really important, just to show you how far back this goes, and it goes back much further. But in the 1950s, and I guess in the early 60s in some places, they actually did have nuclear attack drills in elementary schools. I'm just telling our people, and they'd make you get under your desk and pull your knees up, cover your head, and kiss your ass goodbye. That's what they did. And you're supposed to be safe. They actually told you you got a better chance that way.
But not that you had a better chance. There wasn't even that. Get under that desk. Not that you had a better chance. Look, I was there. I was frightened as a little kid. And I'm telling you, in high school, and I'm going into the 60s, up to like 63, 64, they had us in the hallways with our hands behind our heads.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Well, as you say, same mentality. And they knew then, and they were watching everything and studying how the sheep responded to this stuff. And they knew that there wasn't much pushback there, and there's not much pushback now. The majority stares at these freaks and cretins on television and thinks they're being informed somehow. It has nothing to do with reality. Oh, it looks the same, it may sound the same, but it's not. It's all carefully worded, and all the stations and all the cities and all the country here that we have are all doing the same things every night.
Yep.
It's all kept in a very strict regimen. Nothing is left to chance. There are no coincidences of anything of any significance. They're controlled. Look at Operation Northwoods. Go back and look at that one. Look at Project Mockingbird. Read that one. Understand that this has been in the works for over half a century. Okay?
I have to tell you, it's satanic what's going on.
It is. This is
perfect
word.
Satanic.
It is.
It truly. I can't think of any other word for it.
No. It's the planet Satan. You're right. That's what it is. And the good people on this planet somehow, I think, pretty well stay away from the programming and mass mind control, but they're still going to be victimized by it. How, Gerald? Because they're, quote, friends, when they say, well, wait a minute, I don't believe that, they'll get into fights. And I can't tell you, and you're the same, you know, how many of your friends have told you, I've lost friends over this, I can't believe it. And
all
how many
the time
people
I
you
hear
know
it.
Won't talk to you anymore either? Because
yep.
You're too realistic. You know what's going on. So,
yep. Oh, look, I'm hated by so many people up here. Are you kidding? You know, I had that 4th of July rally to unite
yes.
for peace and restore freedom. I had Judge
yes.
Napolitano here from Fox. Oh, the
yes.
hate that I got for that. The newspaper coverage the next day. Virus cases spike. What do you mean they spike? I just had the thing.
Overnight?
You mean they spiked last week. And now you're telling, but that was the headline and showing uh-huh. the picture of my rally. I had almost, you know, about 250, 300 people up here. Oh, by the way, we all died from that rally, so this isn't me talking.
Yeah.
It sounds like Salenti, but it's really not. I died from the rally. I got the virus. Everybody here died from it. So,
that's right. Just like a lot of the voters, they died. Look, this is only going to get worse, dear friends. And if the creeper gets in, he'll try and take your, quote, assault weapon, which is only a defensive weapon. What do you want to have, a bolt action? Where you got six people breaking into your house? Hold on while I load another round here. No, that's what a semi-automatic is for, to defend yourself. Okay? So you're going to lose that. You're going to lose so much you just don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Obama, Trump claims of widespread fraud, another step in delegitimizing democracy.
Oh, man.
And then we got the little dictator. Oh, by the way, they're telling everybody to stay home. You know that, right? They had that little that woman who's the mayor of Chicago,
Lori Lizard Lightfoot. Lizard Lightfoot. Just think of her as a little lizard. That's what
yeah,
I think.
Oh, she said the stay-at-home advisory and encourage residents to cancel uh-huh. traditional Thanksgiving gatherings.
God.
Now,
oh,
they're telling everybody to stay home. Now,
I'm
making a point here because, you know, I mean, you see the Trends Journal. You know, it's like 70, 90 pages a week. A week.
Fabulous.
And
yeah.
no, not one ad in it. So, now, this is from a previous Trends Journal. They're telling uh-huh. everybody to stay home, right?
Yeah.
This is a headline from CNBC, May 6th. Cuomo says it's shocking. Most new coronavirus hospitalizations are people who had been staying home. Most new COVID-19 hospitalizations in New York State are from people who were staying home and not venturing much outside. A shocking finding, Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Wednesday.
Well,
it shows that
what,
66% yeah. of the admissions were from people who had largely been sheltering at home.
It's self-imprisonment. That's what they were doing. And they
again,
still got it.
It's not, why are they doing this when it doesn't work? And
doesn't
then
work
here's
at
the
all.
Other thing that nobody talks about, If it's so deadly, how come all these homeless people who don't social distance
How about Black Lives Matter and Antifa rallies? Don't seem to have any great fallout of infected
people. The hospitals should be filled with homeless. They should be filled with homeless.
Yep. No immune system, and they're out there with no protection, and what's going on?
And they're not social distancing, and when they're not eating at restaurants, sitting, you know, at the table and putting masks up when they stand up. I mean, they're living out in terrible conditions. If this thing was so deadly, they'd be all gone.
You know, these things, all these rules and regulations that are so antithetical to intelligent behavior in a civilized society, they're not only illegal, they're not constitutional.
That's right.
These governors are acting like dictators, and people are letting them do it. They've got no authority.
Again, you know, that's what I had Judge Napolitano up here for. He was saying this is against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They have no right to do this.
Yeah.
Well, and they just keep doing it, and nobody's and the you know, it's one after another.
Nobody's standing up.
Ticketmaster, you're going to have to get a vaccine to attend events, or at least negative COVID test.
There's another one. You just wait. You won't be able to do anything theoretically, and eventually they'll make you stay at home. And if you won't stay at home, they'll send you to a little vacation camp put up by FEMA, and you'll be re-educated there. This is what they're going to do. They'll help you understand the bad things you've been doing to society. They'll retrain you.
That's right.
God,
and listen,
Gerald,
everyone, please do what you can to support Jeff Rentz. These are very urgent times that we have to unite and subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're fighting for freedom. We have to unite together, or else all aboard, next train to Auschwitz.
That's exactly right. Thanks, brother. You take care.
Thank you, man.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye now. Yep.
Good night. Gerald Celendi, the one and only. TrendsResearch.com. I have not seen a better news magazine that I can recall. I don't think I've ever seen a better one. And I think it's better than Time was when Time was a real news magazine. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.